Learning transcriptions is a wonderful way of developing your ear, your vocabulary, and your creativity. In this lesson, we'll look at a transcription that I played on my album Red, on a song called Class Struggle. The song's based on John Coltrane's tritonic system in the key of concert B-flat. I've included a PDF booklet with a transcription in concert B-flat and E-flat keys. If you're using the E-flat version for alto saxophone, you may need to use octave displacement to play some of the lines. We'll use this transcription as a way of developing technique and vocabulary. After playing through the transcription at half speed, we'll play through it at regular speed. First, I'd like you to practice the solo until you can play it reasonably well. This may take a little while, and this process will help you develop technique by trying to tackle unfamiliar material. This solo was transcribed by Curtis Swift, who's a wonderful player and transcriber. You can look at his immense body of transcriptions at saxsolos.com. I have slowed the solo down to half speed so you can play along with it more easily. After learning the notes and rhythms, try to focus on capturing the rhythm and feel of the solo. Even the most difficult solos, ones played by John Coltrane or Charlie Parker, can be learned simply by playing them slowly first and gradually building up speed. Let's begin by playing this solo at half speed together. The recording will sound a little bit strange since it's been slowed down digitally to about half speed. After playing along with it a few times, you should get comfortable with the sound. Before playing the transcription, it might be beneficial to listen to the solo at half speed and follow along with the music. You can then isolate sections that look difficult and practice them before playing along. I always stress accuracy over speed. Just like in typing, accuracy is more important than speed. Every mistake you make in typing, you have to go back and correct. It's the same in music. Every time you learn a mistake, it'll take you quite a while to go back and correct it. Your brain only does what you tell it to do. So strive for accuracy by playing slowly and letting speed come naturally over time. Here's the solo at about half speed. It starts one bar prior to the top of the form. you've learned the solo at half tempo, practice it until you can do it at the actual tempo that it was recorded at. Isolate the sections of the solo that you have trouble executing, and practice them until they become easy. Try to stay relaxed and focused during the entire performance. Keep your shoulders relaxed, breathe deeply, and listen to the sound. Listen to both the sound of the rhythm section and the sound of the saxophone. Practice hearing the sound all as one thing, as opposed to separate, isolated sounds. Now let's play the solo at the actual tempo it was recorded at. Solo at the actual speed it was performed at. A further step would be to learn to sing the solo, as singing is the most beneficial way to develop the ear. Singing the solo will take some work. Isolating each phrase and singing it along with the piano may be one way to approach this. Another would be to simply sing along with the half-speed solo until the pitches become comfortable. Also, simply by playing it slowly and methodically, you'll begin to be able to hear every note, and therefore sing every note. After learning to play a transcription, it's often beneficial to memorize the solo. Then the material becomes more your own, and you can begin to use it as part of your improvising vocabulary. Another method is to just extract melodies or melodic fragments from the solo that you like, and work with them through the different keys. I do this using rhythmic displacement, learning the phrase on the different eighth note and triplet subdivisions of the bar. I explain this method more thoroughly in my lessons about intervallic sequences, melodic fragments, and rhythmic displacement. This is Matt Otto. I hope you've enjoyed this transcription lesson. If you're interested in hearing this entire piece, you can download the Class Struggle MP3 from the online store.